Good evening, everyone. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, driving back from a Purdue basketball game. Headed home to get some sleep after Purdue's 79-57 season opening win over Green Bay in Mackey Arena. It was 79-57. You might have seen scores that said 79-58. The score changed after the game was over because a three-pointer was apparently ruled a two-pointer after the game had ended. So it was 79-57. And from that 79-57 outcome, this is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. And what a transition that indeed was. Once again, Purdue, for the 50th time in this two-minute podcast thus far, won 79-57 over the Green Bay Phoenix, and coach Link Darner, who was a former Purdue guard, as you remember, Matt Painter's former teammate under Gene Cady. You would not recognize the Purdue connections based on how his team plays, because he is a very up-tempo sort of coach. His teams shoot quickly. His teams attack the basket first opportunity they get. They shoot a lot of threes, a lot of quick threes. On defense, they like to run, they like to press, they like to pressure, all of those things. I thought Purdue, clearly the superior team, took the Phoenix out of largely what they wanted to do. Purdue played pretty solid half-court defense, I thought, especially in the first half. And Green Bay is really able to set up its press and its pressure off of made baskets. And they turned the ball over too much, and then they weren't very efficient when they didn't. So they didn't have a lot of opportunities to set up their pressure. I thought that kind of played into Purdue's hands a little bit, but that was Purdue's doing because they played pretty well defensively. Again, took Green Bay out of what they wanted to do. But the bigger factor in this game was obviously some individuals at the offensive end. You know, Purdue, as we mentioned over and over again, has some real work to do offensively probably early in the season to find itself, to figure out how it's going to play, to figure out who its alphas are going to be, so to speak, where productivity is going to come from, what it can hang its hat on, and pretty much every cliche of that sort that you can think of. But I think what you saw tonight was Purdue has a couple guards here, and I know that Green Bay is not Michigan State, it's not Maryland, it's not Texas, it's not Marquette, it's not Tennessee or Florida State, it's none of those teams. But against Green Bay and previously against Southern Indiana, for whatever that's worth, Purdue did look like it has a couple of guards who can go get shots, who can do some things off the dribble, who can score from all over the floor, pretty much inside the three-point arc, beyond the three-point arc, whatever it may be, in Jahad Proctor and Eric Hunter. Jahad Proctor, you know, got 26 tonight on 11-17 shooting. He was outstanding. Really, really good. He is not going to average 26 a game this year. He's probably not going to shoot 11-17 every night, but he was really, really good. He gives Purdue just a really composed, really physical, really patient, really savvy score. Doesn't wow you from an athletic perspective. Isn't the fastest or quickest guard out there. But he's just one of those guys who seems to know how to play. And he's made a couple of plays at the end of shot clocks where he's just kind of taking a deep breath, falling back on his experience, and just kind of having a level head and making a play. And he has shown here that he can play off his shot fake. He can throw in runners. He can make jump shots. He can make threes. He can get to the basket. He's got some nice savvy to him at the basket finishing. Just a good all-around offensive player. And, I think it was probably reasonable to look at him as a piece of Purdue's offensive mix. Tonight, he looked like a leading man sort of player. I think he's probably more piece than he is leading man, but he certainly looks like a nice piece. And you can obviously say the same thing about Eric Hunter, who looks right now like a completely different player than he did a year ago. He looks, again, confident, comfortable, aggressive, empowered, all of those things, creates shots for himself, makes mid-range jumpers, made a three tonight. I know he was 1 of 5. That's not ideal. He'd like to shoot better than that, but he made one, and he didn't make a lot last season, and has attacked the basket, has shot jumpers, has attacked in transition, has made plays for others. He gets his 15 points tonight, I think on 7 of 14 shooting, something like that, but also had 6 assists. So he get, when he's full-time playing the 2 for Purdue, which is probably what he's more likely going to do all season long, he gives you a little bit of a combo guard element there at the 2 also, where you have some looks where whether he's playing next to Nojel Eastern, playing next to Isaiah Thompson, whoever it might be, Purdue's going to have 2 ball handlers and decision makers on the floor. And I know Painter absolutely covets that. I know a lot of college coaches do. Turnovers really matter. Decision making really matters in college basketball nowadays and basketball everywhere. And having guys with playmaking skills in addition to your point guard out there really, really matters. And I think, Eric Hunter is going to give Purdue that luxury. Anything they get from him as a scorer is probably probably gravy, but a very much welcomed addition because, Purdue needs a lot of guys to carry a little bit more weight than they had to a year ago, if not a ton more weight, and Eric Hunter certainly looks like he's about to do that. Purdue did not have Sasha Stefanovic tonight. He hurt his foot. He's potentially going to be out a couple games here. I don't know how many. Painter said maybe next week he'll be back, something like that. That would presumably cost him the Texas and Marquette games, 2 big non-conference games, obviously. If you get him back headed to Florida, I think that's a good thing. I think he's going to be one of Purdue's best shooters, if not its best shooter. And shooting is going to be a big part of what Purdue does offensively this season. The results have been mixed thus far, but Purdue is getting relatively good shots. It's not making as many as it would like, but the potential certainly is there. But Stefanovic is a big part of it. So judging them tonight based on how they shot without Stefanovic is judging them without a significant piece. Obviously everybody knows how good Matt Harms is by now. I personally think he's going to have a first-team All-Big Ten caliber of season, and he's off to a hell of a start here. It took him 6 shots to get 16 points. He dunked. He scored down low with his back to the basket, which he's going to do a lot more this year, and he made both of his 3-pointers for a 7-foot-3 guy. I think he is going to make at least 25 threes this year. That's my random prop bet prediction. Looked good doing it last year. Shot a good percentage doing it this year, I think this year he's going to do a lot more of it, and I think he's going to be pretty efficient doing it. It's going to be a big part of what Purdue does offensively. It's going to make Purdue really tough to guard, and I think he's just going to be really, really good all around. He had 7 block shots as well tonight. Part of Purdue's hope early on has to be, while it finds itself offensively, it's going to be it gets off to a solid start defensively, and its hopes there are buoyed in the fact that you have 2 of the best individual defensive players in the Big Ten at 2 of the most important positions to have impactful individual defenders, that being the point guard in Nojel Eastern and the rim protector in Matt Harms. And both of those guys showed up big time tonight on defense. It was about 5 minutes into the game when Nojel Eastern had already blocked a shot, gotten a steal, and forced a travel. He is obviously going to be a very impactful on-ball defender for Purdue all season long, and Matt Harms, again, blocked 7 shots. And this is a guy who is just as effective switching on to ball handlers on ball screens as he is protecting the rim, pretty much. Really, really unique dimension he gives Purdue in that sense, and a really, really valuable one, and one that's going to make him one of the better big men in all of college basketball this season, if you ask me. So those were kind of the highlights of tonight's Purdue win over Green Bay, so we'll kind of leave it at that. We will talk to you again on Saturday night after Purdue plays Texas. There will be a football game that day, so you'll be overloaded with content once again at goldenblack.com. But we'll have some stories this week, too, leading into that Texas game, Purdue's first real marquee game of the season, ready or not. And obviously full coverage thereafter Saturday night after Purdue's football team plays at Northwestern as well. So information overload on the website then. So for Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com, this has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast following Purdue's win over Green Bay, and it's been brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So we will talk to you all again on Saturday night after the Purdue-Texas game. Hope everyone has a good rest of your night, rest of your morning, rest of your afternoon, rest of whenever it is you're listening. Thanks, everybody.